Welcome to back to Farm Talk here, and we're going to take a little trip here on the radio. We're going to, in between Bakersfield and Fresno, California, is a little town with a great big happening. Tulare, California, the location for the World Ag Expo, and Callaway, Minnesota farmer Carolyn Zern is there, along with Bill, of course. And you guys are checking out the World Ag Expo. Carolyn, what do you think?
Yeah, well, it's amazing, and it really tells the story of agriculture by the amount of displays and distributors, the equipment that is there. I was struck by the fact of the dairy process here. There's probably about 1,700 dairies in California, a lot of them located right here in the San Joaquin Valley, in the Central Valley, some down south as well. But I think there's like a over 1.8 million cows in this area. And that's not the cattle, because there's a lot of cattle raised here as well. Yeah. But the dairy is here. And then as you walk through the barns and you see the feeds that they're trying to, you know, the different distributors for feed, there's a lot of different rations than we normally see just in the color, because they use a lot of their vegetables that they grow here for feed as well.
Wow. Yeah, a whole different environment, whole different climate. What was the temperature yesterday, and what do you expect today?
Well, I think yesterday it was like 40-some degrees, but it was so with heavy fog. It had rained a lot. Heavy fog. It was really kind of cold. We were walking around with our jackets and our mittens on. Well, by noon, though, that lifted, and we were able to, you know, walk around in our shirt sleeves. So maybe it got up to about 70. It just is different, you know. And it's still, you know, where we're staying here in Tulare or in Lemoore, it's a day's drive to Sequoia or you know, a day trip. We could drive up there, come back. Same with Yosemite Park and various areas around, and in the middle of this kind of like valley where it usually has a mean temperature of about 60 to 70 degrees, just within, you know, 50 miles you can be in the mountains with feet of snow.
Yeah. Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, Lemoore out there is spelled L-E-M-O-O-R-E. Totally different.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Cool. All right. Well, and you're staying at the air station there.
Yes, we are. We are.
Great. All right. Well, World Ag Expo, is it the biggest ever, or what's your perspective?
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as being all ag, yes. As far as going to the Minnesota State Fair, it's not as big as that.
Okay.
but you see such unusual things. I just kind of wanted to tell you about, you know, they have the different crops here. Look at all the almonds and the pistachios and the grapes and tomatoes and every kind of in-between fruit and vegetable you can think of. So as you're walking down the aisles of the where all this equipment is, you're just kind of scratching your head going, okay, now what's that used for? Mm-hmm. And then it turns out to be a separator for almonds or something like that.
Yeah.
Just a lot of different equipment than we normally see here. And then we were walking, and of course, you have the big dealers, too. So you've got your John Deere's and your Massey's. You got your various tractors. And we're walking through, and there was a Zern header.
All right.
from Germany sitting there. So we had to take a picture with that, of course. The dairy here, I'd like to just tell you a little bit about that dairy industry, if possible.
Please.
Okay. Well, they have about 1,700 different dairies in the area, and that's not the cattle. We're going to be going to the Harris Ranch tomorrow to visit that cattle ranch. But with 1.1 million or so cows, 20% of all the dairy cows are here in California. And there's about 41.7 billion pounds of milk produced just out of this area. I want to express to you that as you're driving up and down the roads here, and agriculture is all around you, it's really exciting, but it's also kind of fearful when you're reading the signs that the farmers have to be posting that are like, and they're kind of tricky and whatever is, food grows where the water flows. Mm-hmm. Or a little boy scratching his head saying, you know, I get it. No water, no food. Because they had an extreme drought out here for several years before these floods and rains now. And on top of that, there's the population encroachment. When there is water, they want it for the towns, whether it's to water lawns or whatever they do, because they view agriculture, it's just like any other state, the rules and regulations have become so extreme, and the overreach into the ag population and the growth is easy to see. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. And the booth that struck Bill and I just right in the head was the one where they had all these other states trying to coax the farmers from this valley to go to their state because they want them. They'll give them incentives. They won't restrict them with extreme rules and regulations. And so that is South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Pennsylvania. To me, that's a sad day when we're losing so much agriculture because of extreme regulations.
Yeah, well,
that's my point.
All righty. Well, one of the and we make that point on this radio show almost daily. So, all right. Well, Carolyn, you're there representing American Agri-Women, and I know you had some advocacy going on. I saw it on Twitter yesterday. So, tell us what American Agri-Women are doing there at the World Ag Expo.
Well, the California Women in Agriculture, which is part of AAW. They have a huge tent here where they're putting on seminars. And yesterday they had several speakers. Our President Doris Mould spoke on our ag advocacy, our hashtag AgDay365 that we're trying to promote. And there was also mentoring seminars. And then various people that live in the state, one woman was there that was talking about the urgency of what to do with the water problem where, you know, the farming industry was concerned and how they battle that situation. Also, different things like, of course, they had milk producers there and that kind of thing, you know, all giving seminars on their equipment. But as far as we go, we were really talking about our advocacy issue that we want to make sure that we get the word out there that we want to talk to people every day. Ag Day every day, 365. And so with our new hashtag being used, maybe we're going to be able to do that. We're trying to get the other commodity groups involved in that part as well.
Sure. So like every day. And then, you know, Ag Day is coming up here in March, and every day should be Ag Day.
Yes, it should. Actually, that was part of what was in the seminar was we do this, you know, on Ag Day, it's easy for, like, you know, your ag in the classroom or whoever, you know, likes to go out, and the commodity groups like to do something special for Ag Day, the colleges, whatever. But we want every day to be Ag Day because without agriculture, without food, of course, where would we be? And we want people to know who we are. And it's not just to take a picture of food, but it might be to take a picture of your family or parts of your farm, or as you're driving in the countryside and seeing this unbelievable, the orange groves out here are just amazing. And I'm just like in awe. I remember as a kid, the orange groves were all around us. They lived, and now where I live in the Simi Valley, there's not one grove left. And that also, you know, as you're going through the ag show and you're seeing all this different equipment, there is nothing yet that picks oranges. That is still all done manually.
Wow. And thankfully, we don't have to do that for sugar beets. That is all done mechanically up here. So, but once upon a time, they dug them all by hand back in the
early. Oh, you bet.
Yeah, wow, amazing. All right. Well, American Agri-Women, Carolyn Zern, doing good work from Minnesota to California. And you got the national convention coming to the Twin Cities this fall.
We do. November 16th through the 18th in Bloomington. The American Agri-Women will be hosted in our own state of Minnesota, and we're pretty excited about it. We've got some great speakers that we're getting lined up, and seminars, some roundtables. And so we'd like to invite all the commodity groups. I'm sending out as many brochures and sponsorship letters as I can, but it should be a good time.
Excellent. All right. Well, Carolyn, thanks for the report from Tulare, California at the World Ag Expo. Thanks for being an advocate with the American Agri-Women, and great to talk to you. Have fun. Enjoy the I know some rain's coming, so enjoy the World Ag Expo as long as you can.
Yeah. Thanks, Mick. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.